The first African Union peacekeepers arrived in the Somali capital Mogadishu Tuesday in an attempt to help Somalia's interim government secure the Horn of Africa nation. The small AU peacekeeping force is expected to number eventually about 8,000 troops. They're also due eventually to replace the Ethiopian troops who helped the government mount a successful December offensive against an Islamist group that had seized power of most of southern Somalia for 6 months. Well, Pope Benedict XVI has repeatedly called for justice and reconciliation between the peoples in conflict in the Horn of Africa. In his January address to diplomats accredited to the Holy See, the Pope pointed to the deteriorating situation in the region, where he noted the renewed conflict in Somalia and what he called the internationalization of the hostilities. He called on all parties to lay down their arms and to enter peace negotiations. While Somalia has been racked by violence for more than 16 years, the UN-US peacekeeping mission there in the mid-1990s ended in bloody failure and the withdrawal of international forces. In a new statement, the World Council of Churches is calling the Horn of Africa the most troubled region on the African continent, expressing concern for what it calls the deteriorating human rights situation in Ethiopia and in Eritrea, and the conflict in Somalia. The International Affairs Director for the WCC, Clement John, told me more about the World Council of Churches' concerns and what the UN, Christian churches, and the Vatican can do to help improve the situation.
Actually, it goes back a couple of years back when the World Council of Churches tried to mediate together with the Norwegian Council of Churches the conflict between Eritrea and Ethiopia. And also, World Council of Churches has historical involvement with the peace process in Sudan in 1973. It had brokered together with the All Africa Conference of Churches a peace accord, which is known as the Addis Ababa Peace Accord in 1971. So there is this long history of WCC's involvement with the countries of the region.
Would you say then that the areas of most concern at this point would be Ethiopia, Eritrea, who are really caught up in a border dispute that is threatening to turn ugly,
right.
But also the situation in Somalia?
Yes. The former moderator of the Commission of Churches on International Affairs, Ambassador Kiplagat, was one of the key facilitators of this peace process between the different leaders of the Somalian clan. I mean, this was supported by the European Union. It had the backing of the Kenyan government and also the IGAD countries. So that's why this interest in Somalia, despite the fact that there is a very tiny Christian minority in that part of the world.
Well, in fact, from what I understand, the World Council of Churches has expressed concern that the conflict in Somalia involving Ethiopia risks becoming labeled as religious in a certain sense, with the labeling of Islamic Somalia on the one hand and Christian Ethiopia on the other.
Right.
So what are the risks of a distinction being made like that?
I think what is happening in Somalia is Ethiopia has its own reason to worry in terms of Eritrea's influence in Somalia, which has grown with the Union of Islamic Courts. And Ethiopia worries in terms of some of the resistance group, the Oromos, and of course its own disputes with Somalia. So there was this fear of national security as far as Ethiopia is concerned that made it intervene. But of course, that intervention also had the backing of Christian groups that felt that, that there has to be a challenge to this growing Islamic influence. Similarly, the Union of Islamic Courts had their own backers in the hardline Islamic communities. And then on top of that, the U.S. intervention did give indication that this may be seen as a Christian-Muslim conflict in the region.
When you say the U.S. intervention, you're referring to bombardments, aerial
bombings. Bombings to get Al-Qaeda and some of the people, as the Pentagon said, who were responsible for bombing in Nairobi and Tanzania.
Well, has this reflected then in a very negative way on the Christians living in Somalia?
Not so much in Somalia, but the Christians in the region, in the surrounding or neighboring countries, are worried that this war on terror may become a Christian-Muslim issue in other parts of the world. As it is, there's tension in southern Sudan also, in Sudan itself. And so there is this fear, there's growing Muslim influence in Kenya. So it is for this reason that Christians have taken this initiative to bring together Muslim leaders in terms of seeing how this conflict can be diffused, how a dialogue can be encouraged between the transnational government and the Union of Islamic Courts.
So exactly what are they proposing? To set up an official dialogue between all of these various groups? Or how do you propose going about this?
There are people already involved from the All-African Conference of Churches, this initiative that took place in Dar es Salaam on 3rd and 4th February, where Christian and Muslim leaders from Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, Somalia, Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, Zanzibar, all got together in terms of looking at how this conflict can be diffused so that it does not escalate and spill over into the other countries.
In fact, we're also seeing at this point the African Union peacekeepers, who have gone into Somalia, into the Somali capital of Mogadishu. But do you think that it's enough?
You know, according to the reports that we have got from our network, the important thing was that the Ethiopian troops should get out as soon as possible, because their remaining there would lead to the possibility of escalation of Christian-Muslim tensions. And therefore, the African Union coming in with all its weaknesses would be much better, in a much better position to help diffuse the situation. The Christian-Muslim leaders are basically calling for a dialogue between the Union of Islamic Court and the transnational federal government, because the feeling is that without this dialogue, there can be no peace. I mean, there can be peace maintained temporarily by peacekeepers, as you say, who are not very well equipped, and that who are not able or don't have the resources to have a long-term presence there. So in order to bring about semblance of peace and stability, it is important that negotiations start between, or dialogues begin between, TFG and the UIC.
You mentioned that the idea of having Ethiopia withdraw its troops from Somalia, that's the best solution. However, how feasible do you think that is at this stage?
It doesn't look feasible because of the fact that, I mean, there is a UN Security Council resolution for an IGOSOM force, but as you know, not many African countries have volunteered to send troops. And unless that happens, there will be a vacuum if Ethiopia vacates immediately. So Ethiopian presence may be there for a while, but it's a presence that should not be there and should be vacated as soon as it is possible.
Pope Benedict is among those calling for dialogue between the parties in conflict in the Horn of Africa. So just how can the Vatican, together with other churches, help make a difference?
The Vatican is in a much better position in the sense that it has a seat in the international community as a state, and therefore can ensure in the debates at the UN that it is important that there should not be resort to military means, but rather to encouragement of dialogue between the Union of Islamic Courts, which also has tremendous influence in parts of Somalia. And so somehow it is important for us as Christians to ensure that this intra-Islam dialogue in Somalia takes place, because it's in the interest of the neighboring countries, it's in the interest of the region. You know, one of the things why this situation in Somalia has deteriorated, because after that unfortunate intervention earlier by the Americans, so Somalia, like Afghanistan, was abandoned to its own recourse to whatever happened, and therefore the militia, the clans grew, and it was only this IGAD initiative that brought about this very fragile peace, and unfortunately that was shattered because UIC was obviously more well-organized, had good support, whereas trans-federal government did not and was not had the same amount of discipline and capacity to run a government, and therefore we have this present problem. And unless these two major groupings come together, there's less likelihood of peace. The December resolution in the Security Council, which was pushed through despite reluctance on part of many states, that what would lifting of arms embargo do, one has to watch that very carefully, that Somalia doesn't become a network for inflow and outflow of arms from neighboring countries and regions. And because that being a failed state, it would only become a greater security threat.
That was Clement John, the International Affairs Director for the World Council of Churches.